This is KUT. Texas Senator Ted Cruz was in Austin to talk with local veterans about how to improve the Federal Veterans Administration. But as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, the conversation focused mainly on the Republican plan to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
This is what greeted Republican Senator Ted Cruz as he drove up to the Renaissance Hotel in Austin.
Trump care has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Trump care has got to go.
A large crowd of protesters showed up to the event, but didn't actually go into it. The event was open to the public, but you had to pre-register to gain entry. Inside or not, a lot of protesters, like Elizabeth Bray from Austin, saw this as an opportunity.
I've come out because I want to have some attention from Senator Cruz. He won't hold a town hall.
Tensions have been mounting across the country as congressional Republicans have moved bills without amendments and almost no debate to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Republicans representing Central Texas haven't held public forums about the bills. So even though last night was supposed to be about taking care of veterans, many in the politically mixed crowd wanted to talk about the ACA repeal. And Cruz didn't try to shy away from talking about the bill either.
Thank you. I was wondering, with the new health care law coming out,
yeah,
will it impact veterans at all?
All right, let's talk a little bit about Obamacare and about the current congressional debate and efforts to repeal Obamacare.
Someone in the audience pointed out that 10% of vets are currently on Medicaid. Right now, the Senate's repeal proposal makes deep cuts to Medicaid. And according to the Congressional Budget Office, more than 20 million people will lose health insurance in the coming years if it's passed. Cruz says he thinks there are ways to improve the bill to get it passed, and he says it's very important that it does.
I think it's critical for Republicans to honor our promise to repeal Obamacare. We have had for 7 years, we promised to do that. We've had election after election after election. Repealing Obamacare was the single biggest factor producing a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and I think ultimately a Republican president.
But for Elizabeth Bray, who was protesting outside, it all feels unfair. She says she doesn't like that there are tax breaks for the wealthy in the bill. And worse, she says her daughter and her husband have pre-existing conditions. The current Senate plan doesn't include a way to make sure her family doesn't get priced out of health insurance in the future.
They didn't ask to be born with those conditions. And do the rich really, really need a whole lot more?
Senate leadership has said they plan to have a bill to move to the floor for a final vote in the coming weeks. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.